Coast Radio News for Friday, August 14th, 2020. I'm George Henry. The Florence City Council will convene Monday evening via video conferencing. One of the items on the agenda is a mural that could adorn the side of Clausen's Wheelhouse on Highway 101. The mural that depicts a mermaid, sea lion, tall ship, and the Hasita Lighthouse will have to receive city approval, which may not be unanimous. There is still some bad blood over the mural that was placed on the Central Lincoln PUD building on Quinn Street. That mural stirred a lot of controversy and cost the city almost $60,000 to produce. The Clausen's mural is completely privately funded, though, and funds were procured in part by a GoFundMe page. Mural permits have to be approved by council. After a public hearing on the matter, the council will consider approving the mural. City staff has recommended that approval. The city will also consider two projects that will need to be funded in part by Oregon Department of Transportation through the Surface Transportation Block Grant Fund Exchange Program. The first program is the Rhododendron Street Reconstruction and Alignment Program that will extend from Wild Winds to 35th Street. The second is a grind inlay on 9th Street from Kingwood to Rhododendron, which is part of a water main project for the area that goes to bid later this month. City Council meets virtually at 5:30 on Monday. The Oregon Health Authority is reporting 240 new cases of the coronavirus. The state total is now at 22,300. The state is nearing the 500,000 mark in tests administered. There are also 8 new deaths to report. The youngest is a 55-year-old man from Columbia County. It has not yet been confirmed if he had underlying health conditions. Lane County has added 7 new confirmed or presumptive cases to its list, bringing the county total to 611. There have been no new reported cases for the Florence area. There are new safety warnings out for hand sanitizer. Several producers of the liquid out of Mexico have used the contaminant 1-propanol, which can be toxic and even fatal if swallowed. There is a difference between 1-propanol and 2-propanol, isopropanol, and isopropyl alcohol, which has been deemed safe for use in the U.S. A complete list of dangerous sanitizers is on the FDA's website. The list includes Bloomin' Hand Sanitizer, Assured Hand Sanitizer, and Hello Kitty Sanitizer, which is marketed to children. If you have purchased hand sanitizer from stores like Fred Meyer, you will see a warning printed on your receipt. Tomorrow is the annual Check the Chip Day. Many people have opted to get their pets microchipped in case an animal goes missing. But Charles Brown with the Oregon Coast Humane Society says oftentimes people move or have outdated information on their chips, and the chip can sometimes migrate deeper into the animal's tissue. Brown recommends making an appointment with your veterinarian or contacting the Humane Society at 997-4277. That's Coast Radio News for Friday, August 14th, 2020.